My dear brothers and sisters, as we listen to the gospel reading today, I think all of us here are a little surprised, perhaps even a little shocked, especially at the behavior of the landowner of the vineyard. I mean, at first we can say that he's a little unusual, but then he seems a little impulsive and even irrational, because he paid the daily wages to all the workers equally, regardless of who came first or those that came at last. Those that came at dawn or those that came at 5 o'clock. Those that only work for an hour or those that work from dawn to dusk, laboring in the sun throughout the day. And the reaction of these workers, it's understandable and it's natural. And I think if we are in that same position, I think we might react in the same way and grumble against the owner. And at times within our lives, we probably grumble against God. And we probably join together with them saying, "This last one worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day burden and the heat?" Our society, and probably every society, advocates the harder you work, the bigger the reward. Work and effort must be rewarded proportionally, and it's rightly so. But the danger came in when we tried to apply that same human logic to our relationship with God. Even more, at times it seems like we demand God, we demand the mercy of God for ourselves. But to others, we expect justice. If you read the story, I recall the story especially of the Pharisees and tax collector in the Gospel of Luke. If you remember, the Pharisee and the tax collector both came to the temple to pray. But the Pharisee stood before God proudly and prayed, "Lord, I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all I get." Unlike those other men, you know, the untrustworthy one, the unjust, the extorter, the adulterers, and that tax collector over there. At times, I think, maybe we come to Mass and sometime we sit there and we say, "Yeah, maybe, you know, I'm unlike that guy sitting right next to me or something." But surely, when we say things like that, just as the Pharisee, when he listed those deeds before God, he too wanted to conclude that God must recognize my righteousness and give me what I am due, and even more so. He did not seek for God's mercy, but he demanded from God the mercy that he thought he merits. Against these line of thoughts, God gently reminds us in the gospel reading today, "Friends, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give the last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish? Are you envious because I am generous?" The psalmist reminds us, "The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness." God does not want to be a fine judge, nor does he want to deal with us as a shrewd businessman who took measure of all our works and all our deeds. But he wants to be a father who loves and treats his children with love. Loving his children simply because they are his sons and daughters. As the psalmist cry out, the Lord is good to all and compassionate toward all his works. My brothers and sisters, the parables of the workers in the vineyard today reveal to us that profound image of God, an image of a God full of mercy and love. He is not calculative with us or taking account of our sins, but the Lord loves us with a love and mercy that extend beyond mere justice. He desires not to condemn us, but to bring us into his vineyard, into his kingdom. As he has constantly go out and search for the workers every hour, he is constantly go out and search for each one of us. He did not stay within the glory of God. He did not stay within his own home, but he go out. He leave, abandon himself, empty himself, abandon the house of God to come to the house of man, right here with us. So my brothers and sisters, he constantly go out and invite us to walk with him, within his way, within his love. And our reward, my brothers and sisters, is but one thing. That is the kingdom of heaven. At the end, the presence of God himself, who is the fullness of hope, of joy, and of love. Then how silly is it for us to cry out, "Your ways is not fair, O Lord."